Hello and welcome to the No Name Prayer Podcast. I am your host, Monica. We are going to continue to read from the book, There's Power in Your Tongue. We were reading this right before Lent and we have to put it on pause because we did the reflection for Lent. So we are going to start. Let us begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So the book is There's Power in Your Tongue by Maria Padilla. Power and Praise. Psalm 145. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. It was only when I got baptized with the Holy Spirit that I praised the Lord Jesus for the first time in my life. This was something new in my life. Clearly, the work of the Holy Spirit, whose main function is to point to Jesus and glorify him. John 16, verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3 says, "No one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." It's the Holy Spirit that reveals and magnifies Jesus and causes praise to flow from us. Praising the Lord is not a sing-along nor a song fest. It is the very reason we have been created. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. And it ushers in the very presence of God. Psalm 22, verse 3 says that the Lord is enthroned on the praises of Israel. Let's get to the point. Praises bring in the manifest presence of God. And when he comes to bless his people. Our praises invite him, and when he comes to heal, deliver, to save, restore. He comes to speak and to move his powerful right arm in our midst. As he dwells in the midst of our praise, the darkness is dispelled. The Holy Spirit wants to keep on going, wants to keep on doing exactly the same things Jesus did when he walked on earth. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Acts 10, verse 38. Let's go back to Psalm 22. Let's look at verse 4. In thee our fathers trusted. They trusted and thou didst deliver them. To thee they cried and were saved. In thee they trusted and were not disappointed. There's deliverance, salvation, and no disappointment in the presence of the Lord. There's also freedom and transformation in the presence of the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3 verses 17 and 18 says that now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And when we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another, for this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. You want to grow in holiness and be changed and transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. Spend time in his presence, praising and worshiping him. We gaze at him, not ourselves. We can spend years in a psychiatrist's couch looking at ourselves without any transformation. But with the Holy Spirit, it's a different story. He's the transformer. The one that changes us and makes us whole. And all this takes place in his presence, brought about by our praise and worship. When we praise the Lord, give him a platform to work from. This is really using our tongue as an instrument of life and blessing. One Saturday, when we were in jail, praising and worshiping the Lord, there was a tremendous anointing and an incredible presence in the room. I saw the Lord Jesus standing in front of one of the inmates. She was deeply touched and weeping. When we stopped praising and worshiping Jesus, I said to her, "Sister, I saw the Lord Jesus standing in front of you." She answered that indeed she had felt his presence. But all I know is that I walked in here with a lump in my breast and now it's gone. The Lord gave us that day a little touch of the great things he wants to do in our lives, but he shows up where he's wanted. In the great year of the Jubilee 2000, as four of us praised the Lord in spirit and in truth, my friend's lump in her hand disappeared. As we laid our hands on it and commanded it to disappear, in my parish of St. Louis, the charismatic prayer group, a lady who for 18 long years had suffered from tremendous pain in her back due to a car accident, suddenly set free from the pain in that atmosphere of praise as we laid hands on her. She's still free. Hebrews 13 verse 15. Through him, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Praise is to be offered up to God continually. That means at all times, even when we don't feel like it, praise becomes a sacrifice at such times. I believe that praise is intended to kill the flesh. It's God's remedy so that we can get out of our negative feelings and emotions as we make a choice to leave ourselves behind and move towards him. When we praise God, we leave self behind. We move out of our anger, fear, anxiety, self-pity, resentments, sadness, hurts, and pains, and into God. In the most painful times of my life, as I have faced the pain of abandonment and rejection and the trauma of a broken home, it has been in his presence that I have been progressively healed and restored. It's our choice to remain bound by the flesh or to enter into his presence with thanksgiving and praise, Psalm 100, and be changed and freed. The biggest hindrance to praising the Lord is self. I'm too sad. I'm too depressed. I'm too sick. I'm too miserable. I don't feel like it. I'm too worried. It's at precisely such times that we need to praise the Lord more than ever. Because it's in his presence that we are changed. And praise releases the Lord's powerful right arm to move on our behalf. We praise God always because of who he is and because he is worthy of all our praise and adoration. He's still seated at the throne, no matter what we're going through. It's precisely when praise becomes a sacrifice that is very pleasing in his eyes, in the eyes of God. Some 69 verses 30 and 31 says, "I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This will please the Lord more than an ox or a bull with horns and hoofs." It's wonderful to praise God during the good times, but especially pleasing to him when we praise him during the bad times. Instead of grumbling, complaining, and getting angry, which lead to nowhere, our praise becomes a very pleasing sacrifice in his eyes. What a way to use our tongue. We are ushering in the very atmosphere of heaven, which is one of praise and worship. And in this kind of atmosphere, great things happen. In this kind of atmosphere, the Holy Spirit is free to move and to do what He wills. Praising the Lord is also a great weapon against the enemy. Wherever the name of Jesus is lifted, the enemy has to flee. He can't take it. When we praise the name of Jesus, we are placing Him in the highest place, far above any problem, difficulty, worry, or anxiety. He's bigger, much bigger than any circumstance. In the book of Acts 16, there's a powerful story about how Paul and Silas started to sing and praise the Lord while imprisoned. Instead of complaining and whining, like most of us would do, they did the opposite. Verse 25 says, about midnight, the darkest moment in our lives, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. Then something amazing happened. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's fetters were unfastened. Powerful. Everyone in that prison experienced deliverance. Doors that needed to be opened got opened. Chains broke loose. I want to tell you that if you have the Holy Spirit, you have the power of dynamite inside of you to cause many earthquakes through praise and worship. Praise the Lord. What a way to use our tongue. Expect great things in the midst of praise and worship. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20 in the Old Testament. This is another powerful praise story. The king of Judah and Jerusalem was going to be attacked by three armies more powerful than his. Some men came and told the king that a great multitude is coming against you. Sometimes we feel that our problems are so overwhelming that we can't possibly overcome them. Of course, on our own we can't. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can. The word says, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Romans 8 verse 37. The king sought the Lord, proclaimed a fast, and assembled the people to pray. In verse 12, he tells God, for we are powerless against this great multitude that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon Thee. Right here starts the victory. When we proclaim our dependence on the Lord and take our eyes off the circumstances and place our eyes upon the Lord, that's when it comes. When we look at Jesus, words of praise is what comes out of our mouths, for He is worthy. When we focus on the difficulty, negativity is what comes out of us. We saw that with the Israelites. In the midst of this prayer assembly, the Holy Spirit spoke through one of His prophets an incredible word. Thus says the Lord to you, fear not and be not dismayed at this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. Powerful. It continues on verse 17 with, you will not need to fight in this battle. Take your position and stand still and see the victory of the Lord on your behalf. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not and be not dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. In our own lives, the battle belongs to the Lord too, but we still need to take our position and face the enemy. The Lord will do the fighting on our behalf. Our position is one of standing upon the rock of His word, thanking, praising, and worshiping Him. Let's continue. The king and his people worshipped and praised the Lord, and on the morning of the battle, the king placed the choir at the head of the army. Not the best trained warriors, The praisers went before the army singing, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever." That's verse 21. As the army sang and praised God, God himself set ambushes in the enemy camp. The three enemy armies got confused and destroyed each other. God's people didn't even lose one man. And God's people praised the Lord. The Lord himself got rid of their armies. See the power of praise? When you are facing difficulties on every side, how do you respond? When someone in your family gets sick, how do you respond? If your children are hanging out with the wrong crowd, how do you respond? If your child comes home with an F, how do you respond? If you find your children are using drugs, how do you respond? Spouse is having an affair. How do you respond? If you're having problems with your in-laws, how do you respond? In the flesh, the natural thing would be to start grumbling, complaining, cursing, and getting angry. But we have the Holy Spirit with us to help us respond in a different way, in a godly way. We need to respond in faith and start thanking the Lord and praising His holy name. This frees the Holy Spirit to move and work things out. Once, when my son Ricky was not allowed to participate in his senior retreat because he paid the retreat fee one day late, I was very disappointed, to say the least. Probably out of that senior class, he was the best candidate for it. Naturally, I called the school. They would not make an exception for Ricky. I started to thank the Lord in advance, knowing that there would be a better retreat for him. 3 weeks later, Ricky did go on a retreat. The Lord touched his heart and even wrote me a letter saying that he was sorry for being a brat, and that he loved me even though he didn't tell me every day. I found out later that the senior retreat had been a disaster and canceled, and the kids were sent home. The Lord always honors our faith. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 149 is an awesome word about high praise and its powerful effects in our surroundings. Basically, what it says is that as we touch the Lord with our praises, demonic power is bound and pushed out of the way. The last verse says that this is glory for all his faithful ones. In 1996, during an evangelistic outreach in my native country of Cuba, we experienced the power of praise in a dramatic way. We were staying in the old section of Havana, in a fourth story overlooking a small plaza. Every night in that plaza, we saw the young prostitutes selling their bodies to the tourists. We saw a lot of drinking and carrying on. The noise continued every night into the early morning. One night, without any prior planning, we started to praise the Lord with some Mexican musicians. We praised until 3 a.m. Our praises spilled out of a huge window overlooking the plaza. Across the street, we saw people in balconies kneeling and praying and worshiping the Lord. Some had their hands outstretched to the Lord. It was an awesome night. The next night, there was so much quiet and peace in the plaza that we were struck by it. Then we realized that the Lord had used our praises to move the evil forces over that area out of the way. Thank you, Jesus. Do you realize that the atmosphere in our homes, workplaces, neighborhoods, cities, and nations can actually be changed through our tongues? we must remember that we do not battle against flesh and blood, but against demonic powers in the heavens. Ephesians 6 verse 12. And praise is used by God to drive out the enemy. Let's use our tongues to drive the enemy forces out of our lives. Tell me, have the government programs been successful against violence, abuse, immorality, crime? It's time to take God at His word, believing that as we praise Him, our praises become two-edged swords in our hands. Psalm 149, verse 6. That overcome and bind the enemy. We need spiritual weapons to overcome our spiritual enemies, and praise is one of those weapons. The Lord Jesus Himself came out of the tribe of Judah, which means praise. It was a tribe of Judah that led the Israelites in the desert. Numbers chapter 2, verses 3 and 9. This means that praising the Lord goes first, just as in Chronicles 20. It's our first response, no matter what is happening in our lives. Only with the help of the Holy Spirit can we live like this. Remember the grumbling, complaining, the negativity of the Israelites in the desert. They kept going in circles for 40 years and never entered into their destiny. I definitely needed to read this today. It really touched my heart when we read the section where she talks about when they were in jail and Jesus was standing in front of, she saw Jesus standing in front of one of the inmates, and the woman told her, all I know is that I walked in here with a lump in my breast and now it's gone. I know some people might say, yeah, right. But I have to tell you, I believe that wholeheartedly. I know Jesus heals. I know that through prayer, praise and worship, He can heal you, because He did it for me. I was also standing in a room with a lump on my left breast and praising and worshiping and thanking Him for healing, and He came through for me as well, and He did it. He told me He did, and He confirmed it because someone else received the words of knowledge. And at this moment, the only thing, let me tell you, as I was reading, yeah, I mean, I was crying, but it was, just still so filled of, like, such an overwhelming feeling. Just to know how good He is, how good He is. And everything that He does for us. Let's praise Him, let's thank Him. Father God, we thank You, Lord. We thank You for this day. We thank You for Your gifts, Lord. We thank You for Your mercy. We thank You for standing and fighting our battles, Lord. I'm sorry, Lord, that I don't always remember that I try to fight my battles on my own. I'm sorry that I grumble and I complain, Lord. I'm sorry that I'm not using my words, that I'm not using my tongue to praise You, Lord. But at this moment, Lord, I praise You and I thank You and I raise Your name on high, Lord, and I glorify You, Lord, because You are the bread of life. You are the Tower of David. You are my Lord, my God, my Father, my love, my heart, Lord. My Savior, my healer. My strength. I praise Your name, Lord. I praise Your name and I lift Your name on high, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for all your gifts, Lord. Thank you, Lord. As I'm sitting here at my desk, all the words that are coming to me to praise Him are in Spanish. Glory to you, Lord. I lift your name on high, Lord. You are everything, Lord. You're everything to me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day today. Don't forget to, wherever you are, just praise His name. Just tell Him you love Him, that you need Him. Jesus, I need you. I need you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love you. Tell Him whatever you have to say. Don't be shy. Just tell Him. Just open up your hearts. Open your mouth. Whatever comes out, just say it. Just you and Him. Praise Him. He will fight your battles. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Pray for me that I will pray for you. Don't forget to share with a friend. Thank you.